You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start with the Punch newspaper, page 11 of the Punch. Oyo, Bauchi, Enugu governors, defection underway, says Fani Kayode on joining APC.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome, sir.
I'd like to apologize for being away for 2 days. I had a terrible cold, but I'm fine now. Babati wakwa.
Wawago.
Wow. Fani Kayode is one of the smartest guys of his generation. I've known him from childhood, okay, and I've known him to be an extremely smart fellow. In my lifetime, I don't know whether he has worked anywhere. I don't know. I know that he used to be a lawyer in my uncle's chambers that, you know, had with his dad. But his office door was always locked. But he seems to find his way around in politics. I won't go into the morals of what he does. Sometimes the language he uses and things that he says can be quite unfortunate, to put it in a milder word. But he's a smart aleck. And the people I feel sorry for are those that follow him positively or negatively. I mean, those who are for or against him. Because he's a moving target. He's a moving target. Therefore, if you know him very well, if you want to align yourself with him, you must, to put it in street language, you must stand well. I'm not surprised he went to the APC. He's going to go back again, depending on who wins in 2023. You know, I'm not surprised he did that. Yesterday was fun in the social media. You know, people were digging up all kinds of things. If you go to my Instagram, I published some of them. At face value, you ask yourself, what is the value of Femi Fani Kayode to the party? I don't know. I would say probably none, because he hasn't even won a ward election ever that I know of. I don't think he has won any election. I'm not even sure he knows where his ward meets. But he's always found himself, because he's very good at, you know, very good at expressing himself. And he's very, very intelligent. You can't take that away from him. He might not have worked. You know, there are people like that. They're very intelligent, but they can't put themselves on the grind. The reasons are quite obvious. So he might not have done that, but you know, he always finds his way to the top. And people fall for it. Unfortunately, his background helps him a lot. He's well-read, well-spoken. And that's what you had. Look at the way he spun it around yesterday. The truth is, you need to go find out what Obasan just said about the gentleman. I will not repeat it here because it's not too pleasant. But that's a clear reflection of you know. The question I kept asking myself is, how important is Fani Kayode to the APC that they had to take him to the president? How important is he? What is in line? You know, what exactly? I suspect that this might be part of the arrangement being made to see how the government itself can quell a lot of these agitations that are coming up. You know, because he has a very good voice and he has a large following. And the government might want to put that to use. All in all, Femi, you're a lucky guy. I wish you all the best. You pulled it off again. Whether this is going to affect his trial in court, I don't know, because he's being tried. Whether this would lead to another public appointment, I honestly don't know. But to my other people, to you young people and my friends on the streets, Otulumanji Yarareo, let's take the next one.
Yep.
You didn't ask me what that means.
No, I understand. I get it. I get it.
Ojazi.
Yes, no. Well, why didn't you want to just, you know, break it down for people that don't understand Yoruba?
No, Otulunji Yarare. Some of the people that Femi was calling his brother, his list of brothers has expanded. But I'm sure some of them, where they are right now, will be asking themselves, this man that calls himself my brother, am I sure that's what he is? Femi, yeah, you know, one thing somebody told me, I can't remember for sure, a senior naval officer told me about 15 years ago, and I haven't forgotten that.
It's a long time ago.
Yes, he said, I can go to war with Babangida blindfolded.
Chai.
That is loyalty.
Look at loyalty right there.
Loyalty right there. He said it. He's a senior, retired senior naval officer. We're having drinks. He says, I can go to war with whatever you say about him, I can go to war with Babangida blindfolded.
You're saying that Femi has no loyalty to anybody.
I didn't say Femi. I said the naval.
No, I mean now. From yes, I've heard.
No, Femi. To be honest with you, and there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. Each man to his own. Femi thinks of himself, because with the shift that he has made now, he has left a lot of people hanging out there. Mm. Some people have made enemies in his name because of his stance on various issues. That's why I was telling the younger people, if you don't understand it, go and find out. Utulumanji Yarari.
He's Yoruba.
He's Yoruba, but get somebody to translate it for you. You can call Sheriff after the program.
Don't call me.
He will explain to you.
Please don't call me. I didn't say it.
I didn't want this cough to come up.
I'm sorry. Page 7 of the Vanguard is next. Ibiemi Olatunji Bello emerges Lasso VC.
Well, in spite of all the various shenanigans that got in the way in the appointment of the Lagos State University VC, Ibiyemi Olatunji Bello, who is the wife of Tunji Bello, who is the commissioner for AGRIC, has now emerged as the Lasso VC. And the government, in its wisdom, has approved that appointment. So that is what it is. Mm. For those of us who are newsmen, we will now wait and see what happens going forward. Already, Major General Olanrewaju, you know, who is the head of the Omo Eko Pataki, is kicking unexpectedly, and so on and so forth. But it will be up to Mrs. Bello, who I must congratulate, being a gentleman myself, who I must congratulate. It's going to be up to her to mend a lot of fences.
That's right. That's right.
She must realize she must realize that she's on a watch. She is on the watch, and she's going to have to mend fences. She's going to have to keep her integrity intact, because there will be no excuses. Any slip, she will be torn apart. Mm. The beauty of it all really is that, I mean, hey, this woman is a professor. I mean, so it's not as if she's not academically qualified. It's just that, given the circumstances of various other things, one thought otherwise. But the government, in its wisdom, have said, she is the VC, and that's what it's going to be. She is the VC. And so she, like I said, she's going to have to mend fences. She has a track record to beat.
Yeah.
Okay, of the previous VC. That is it. She has a track record to beat. Now, that place, whether you like it or not, is riddled with politics. Mm. So she, of course, but she has a husband who, I mean, her husband has been in government for 20 years. I mean, at the top level, he was one time commissioner, one time secretary, and so on and so forth. So she has him as a guardian angel. Politically, Asiwaju has won this one. Politically, that's the person that he wants, and that's the person that will be. Will there be consequences to this? Only time will tell. Mm. You know, only time will tell. I wish her all the best. I wish her all the luck that she... Because at the end of the day, it is important. We want her to succeed. I want her to succeed. Why? It's very simple. In the first instance, I mean, I'd want anybody to succeed anyway. I don't know. I have nothing against her. But the children, our children who go to these universities, we should put them in the front burner. You know, we should put them in the front burner of the scheme of things and put their interests first. So to Professor Bello, I wanted to say Merry Christmas. I think it's a cough mixture that's turning my head. Congratulations. And we look forward to having her here to come and tell us what exactly she's going to be doing for the university for the next... She's going to be VC for 5 years.
Mm. Mm. We just want to see change. We want to see...
Yeah, we just, at the end of the day, you know, put all the politics and whatever behind you and face you know, and face, you know, what you have, and beg your husband not to leave you hanging.
What does that mean?
Yes, now he's very versed in this thing, so he should, you know, he has to help his wife not to leave her hanging.
Okay. I still don't know what that means. Well, let's go to page 8 of... Let's go to page 8 of the Vanguard newspaper.
Yes.
Stop using my name to stage demonstrations, Igbo Hotel supporters.
Now, I need to be careful with this story for just one reason. This statement is by his lead counsel. I hope it has been verified by the paper that published it. And this is what it says, and it's significant. I wonder why this story is buried deep inside. It's buried on page 8 of the Vanguard. This is a front page story. He says that Igboho, in a statement issued by his lead lawyer, Yomi Aliyu San, said that on no account should anybody attack any public place or security personnel on the pretense of agitating for the Yoruba nation. And the statement reads, there is a time for everything. Sunday Adeyemo, a.k.a. Igboho Osha, is desirous of respecting those murdered in his house on that Black July 1, 2021. In that wise, he has advised against staging any demonstration or rally in his name for the time being. He will also like people to respect his family by not calling his mom out for anything public. Efi Mamale, don't call his mom for anything public. Igboho for now has no authentic mouthpiece anywhere. In that wise, people are advised to take anything said by anybody claiming to be from him with a pinch of salt. And he says that the exception is the statement by his lead counsel. Let's respect the dead. On no account should anybody attack any public police or security personnel on the pretense of agitating for the Yoruba nation. I wonder what Boho will be thinking about Femi Fanikade's shift.
Oh, well, it'll be interesting to hear from him.
Yeah, it would be interesting. But I mean, the man has the... you know, Sheriff, life is... a lot of us don't understand life very well. Very, very well. I've had my reservations about a lot of things, and I've expressed them in the most decent manner that I can hear. I learnt my lessons in life. The biggest lesson I learnt in life, sorry to say, was when Ebenezer Babatope and Alhaji Jakonde took appointments with the Abacha government. That thing stuck in my mind. It stuck in my mind. So you would never find me involved in any group. As I'm speaking to you, Sheriff, I don't belong to any club. The only association that I belong to in any manner is my old boys class 71 set. And the reason why I go there is we have a group and I just go there to relax and whatever. Because I have learned that in life, you do not know the interest of the man sitting next to you.
Try.
But you are an exception. I know your interest.
Oh, okay.
You are an exception. But talking seriously, you don't know the interest of the man sitting next to you. I wonder, I would love to know what Boho feels when somebody would tell him, hey, when he lost sick, is now, you know, he was asked a question yesterday. That's Femi Fanikade on channels.
Yeah,
and in his, you know, he's a smooth talker. He went right, but this is definitely in contradiction to what he kept calling Igboho his brother. You remember, I said, my brother, he too, Igboho referred to him, Baba Fanikade, that and so on and so forth. And I remember, I'm sorry to say this, but I do remember sounding a note in this studio that, you know, we all need to be careful. We'll see how it goes. For you young people out there, Fela has a song for you. If you've never heard it, go get it. It's called Follow Follow. It's called Follow Follow. For you young people out there, don't follow people unless you are actually convinced about what it is. That is one. And unless you are ready to take responsibility and be left alone, a word is enough for the wise. Let's move on to the next one.
Yes, let's.
That's for the young people.
Yes, let's go to the next one. I have my personal view, though, but I'll share that at 8 o'clock.
What kind of cheating is that now?
I'll share my
give us view. A synopsis of this.
I'll share my view at 8 o'clock. And
Sheriff Godow, you let me do all the talking.
I know. I'm sorry. Page 4 of the Vanguard newspaper has this story. EFCC boss Bauer slumps at ASSARock event.
Yeah, I saw the video of that yesterday.
And I did too.
It made so much of a sensation. My reaction to that is simply this. We need to change the culture of work. I find in Nigeria, amongst us...
You know, you always say that.
Though. I always say that.
You always say that.
We have this culture of, he's working so hard. I've been very close to a governor before, and I've seen people lead him in a wrong direction. Excellency Chichegoni, he was up till about 4 a.m., and by 7 o'clock, he's at his desk signing. It, at the end of the day, it's counterproductive. I don't know if that's what happened to this gentleman in this case, but what happened to him alerts me to the fact that we must have a different work culture. get to work at 8 o'clock. Once you close at 4 o'clock, go play tennis, go water, and for by eight o'clock, put up your feet, watch TV till about 10, and go to bed. That's what Obama did. I mean, you can't have more responsibility than an American president would have.
No, you can't.
But we seem to enjoy this idea of working, and at the end of the day, it becomes counterproductive. We get very little work done, and we put our health in jeopardy. I'm happy the gentleman is a young man. I'm happy that maybe he was just extremely tired. That's what it is.
No, he said it. He said it.
Yeah,
he said he was exhausted. He was dehydrated.
We need to put your health in the front burner, and you know, stop this habit of you know, stretching yourself unduly. Me, I don't set myself by 8:30. I'm lying down on my bed.
I like that lifestyle. When you're big, you're bigger. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
It's not when you're big.
I also like, big. Let me talk. I also like the fact that.
Every weekend.
Every weekend, I will come to the. What's that place that I used to go again? Remind me now. Ice cream shop. I will go to ice cream shop. Go and sit down in one corner. I'll be sipping tea. I mean, no work. Nothing. I will just be coming down and be, you know, following
you,
up.
Then,
let me finish you. I will say this one.
I have a cough. I need to leave the studio.
Like, also like the fact that every quarter about take 2 weeks, there's nothing that can stop it.
No, but nothing can stop. No, I'm
every quarter need 2 weeks.
Yes, because you must manage. You must learn to manage yourself. I tell people, the money I spend on my vacation is part of my work. What do you call it?
Yeah.
You must learn to manage yourself and manage your body. And I have no apologies for you.
No apologies at all.
Rest
is very important.
It's very important.
Very, very important.
Don't be ashamed to say that you're tired or ashamed to say that you're sick.
Don't be.
And for God's sake, let's leave our public officers alone. Yeah, I have to see the governor at 11. I have to see. There was a time I remember in the military era, I saw a governor at 3 a.m. In those days, there were no mobile phones. I was at the secretariat at about 1:30 p.m. I didn't get to see the governor until 3 a.m. And that's how we became the best of friends till he passed on. May he so rest in peace. But that's not the way to go.
No, it's not
the way to go.
It's not at all. Let's go to page 4. I think we have another story. Okay, this is it here.
Yes.
Reps kick against Buhari's appointment of two northerners as FCC chairman secretary.
When I kept reading this story over and over again. And what we do have written down here, this is the Vanguard, page 4, is reps kick against Buhari's appointment of two northerners as FCC chairman and secretary. What is FCC? FCC is the Federal Character Commission. Now, who does that?
Even chairman, in the Federal Character.
Federal Character Commission.
That is supposed to
the chairman lead by is example. From the north, the secretary. Now, who does that?
That's supposed to lead by example.
I don't know. Who does that? I don't understand.
Can we say the reps are wrong, maybe?
Of course they are not wrong. Of course not.
Maybe it's too much generalization. Maybe it's northeast, northwest.
Central. See, there's something called symbolism. We cannot run away from who we are. What do you think the Black Lives Matter is all about? You can't run away from who we are. A Federal Character Commission. Excuse me, Mr. Kekere Dimeji, Sheriff. Quadri, a Federal Character Commission must have an alternate between North and South as chairman and secretary. It is not rocket science.
Yes, you're right.
This is completely embarrassing.
100%, you're right.
If you're choosing somebody from Maiduguri, then the next one had better be an Igbo man or a Yoruba man.
You're right.
Or somebody from
at least
the South.
Chairman, secretary. Yes.
Chairman, secretary. Mm. It's not rocket science. Kilo Degon, what's going on? I don't understand this. Anyway, the reps kicked yesterday. They kicked against Buhari's flagrant disregard of the provisions of the 1999 constitution on the appointment of two northerners as chairman and secretary of the federal cabinet. And they were worried. After the adoption, blah, 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 they underscored the need for the presidency to comply with the provisions of section 14.3 of the constitution and said, the House is aware that in compliance with the resolution of this Honorable House, reached on February 25, 2020, the President of Nigeria appointed chairman and commissioners of the Federal Character Commission in April. The House is further aware that the current Secretary of the Federal Character Commission was appointed as substantive secretary to the Commission in March 2017, and so on and so forth. Mm. Even if circumstances have brought it up like this, it should be corrected immediately.
Immediately, that's right.
It should be corrected. I must say that some of the policies of this government create tension. We need to tell ourselves some home truths about that. And we should have no apologies for who we are, and we should have no apologies for our sensitivities. That's who we are. That's why in the United States, they talk about Black Lives Matter. They take a knee, kneel, and so on and so forth. It's not for nothing that all those things are done. There must be balance in everything that we do. And why we keep saying it over and over again, and you have embarrassing situations like what we have here, I honestly don't know. I hope God will just take us safely through the next 2 years.
You feel this government has not managed our peculiarities well?
They haven't at all. That's putting it politely. Off here, you'd have used a stronger word, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
I mean, let's call a spade a spade. A lot of us here are under pressure trying to manage this balance. Even in the work that we do here, we try to manage this balance and keep, but these little things are irritations. They irritate you. They could make you blow a fuse, and scatter everything. But we try to restrain ourselves, yet you don't see that sensitivity coming from the center. I wonder. But
Of all places, really, FCC.
Federal Character Commission.
Oh, no, of all places. No, honestly, really, really, really.
Walla, wow. Sheriff, I'm telling you.
Of all places.
The best I can do to plead with us is, look, this government has just about another whatever it is. The next government that we are going to have, we must pin them down from day one. We must pin them down for the when we're going to be voting for the next government in place. We must pin them down from day one, please. Okay, on that note.
On that note, we're going to take one last story before we go. Page 18 of the Vanguard. Sir Victor Waifu, the guitar boy, bows out.
When you hear names like this, Fela Kuti and so on and so forth, you're proud to be a Nigerian. Do you know that? How many of you out there know that it was Victor Waifu that designed what you call the double guitar?
What?
Two guitars in one, yes. He played when in his younger days. He designed a double guitar, that is two guitars in one. It's like a double. He designed it, yes, and got it made for him. Guitar.
Wow. Okay.
What this editorial, what it captures here, it says that it's not just because he was a musician, but he had a national diploma graphics from the Yaba College of Tech, Polytechnic. He had a BA on first class in 1995. He had a master's degree in sculpture and a PhD visual arts of the University of Benin. He was well read.
Yes, he was.
He was well read. He was a senior lecturer, I think, your head of department.
He was.
Sir Victor Waifu, we miss him. But everybody knows him. I think it's Guitar Boy. Which one? Guitar Boy, yeah. It wasn't for nothing that was called Guitar Boy. That's it. He designed a double guitar.
Now that's remarkable, really. It's legendary status.
Do you know any of his songs?
Yes. No, I've sung it for you before.
Which one?
Here, in this place.
If you see Mami Water. Mami Water,
I'll say hi.
You
I'm sure she's going to be very beautiful. I'll say hi.
Oma Japa.
I said, take me on a trip. Just don't make me drown. Just take me on a trip.
I don't want any Mami Water. Mami Water, Mami. Even if I see Mami Water in my dream, I will go for deliverance.
That would be in a dream now. Why do you need
to? Even in a dream, sir, I will.
Oh
yes, it is.
Wow, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back. It wasn't that bad. I mean, people were concerned, but in my own spirit, yeah. If you're not well, you're not well. Sit down and rest.
That's right.
So I sat back and then guess what? Yeah. I didn't tune to radio.
Ah.
Look, rest is both physical and mental.
I agree. Totally.
Yes, and when you're ill, you don't want to be lying down on the bed with your mind in the studio. No.
If any time I go on vacation, I shut down.
I
don't want to be bothered.
I
don't want to know what is going on in anywhere. I just
shut down.
Just shut down. Well, it's been fun doing this. What's coming up at 9?
I want to look very well, and I want people to tell us what they think of this Faneca Ade movement.
Fantastic. Back to back, Nia.
Back to back.
If that's what I'm talking about, then.
They should don't call Sherifo. Call at 9.
Okay.
Don't
joke. Okay. I know my people. My people know me. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to break. The news is next at 8. After the news at 8, we'll talk Faneca Ade's defection. Stay with us.
They say, if you want to go fast, go alone. However, if you want to go far...
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.